Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about NHL teams' needs in free agency. In this podcast, I'll be talking about every NHL team's needs in free agency this offseason by division. Atlantic Division NHL free agency needs. The Boston Bruins have just under $5 million to spend in free agency this year, and only have 7 forwards signed to the roster, as well as 7 defensemen. So they'll have to move around some salaries if they want to sign some players or retain some players. Some key UFAs that Bruins have to re-sign are Patrice Bergeron, David Krejci, Tyler Bertuzzi, Nick Foligno, Garnet Hathaway, and Dmitry Orlov. Their top priority, of course, is Patrice Bergeron, their captain. He is the heart and soul of their team. If he chooses to retire, it will be a massive blow to the team. David Krejci is in the same boat as Patrice Bergeron. He could opt to retire or he could take a team-friendly deal in return. Tyler Bertuzzi was a great addition at the trade deadline for the Bruins and could be in for a massive payday if he decides to hit the open market. He fits in perfectly in Boston. However, his price tag could be too hefty for what the Bruins have to offer. If he wants to stay in Boston, he could take a team-friendly deal and play for a veteran minimum. Garnet Hathaway was another trade deadline pickup for Boston. He was a great role player in the bottom six, playing with energy, physicality, and strong defensive play. My guess is that he's going to go elsewhere because he will get paid. Dmitry Orlov is likely not going to return to Boston, as he's likely going to be one of the top free agent defensemen on the market. The Bruins also have two RFAs to re-sign, goalie Jeremy Swayman, who's technically their backup, but has potential to develop into a starting caliber goalie, as well as Trent Frederick, who played a vital role in their bottom six last year. As far as free agency concerns, the Bruins can always bring back Patrice Bergeron if he doesn't retire. And to create cap space, they can move Derek Forbert and one of Mike Riley or Matt Grizzlick. They can also look to trade Linus Ullmark coming off Vezina caliber season and sign a cheaper backup to tandem with Jeremy Swayman. That way, you could keep Tyler Bertuzzi and maybe even Garnet Hathaway. If Tyler Bertuzzi and Garnet Hathaway leave, you can try to trade for Maxime Comtois from Anaheim and then try to sign Connor Sheary in free agency. The Buffalo Sabres have a big offseason ahead of them as they hope to be contenders next season. They already re-signed Semgus Girgensons and Vinny Hinostroza is going to be a UFA, but they're not likely going to retain him. They could re-sign Tyson Jost for 1 year. Cale Clegg may not get qualified, making him a UFA. Cap space shouldn't be an issue this year for Buffalo. This allows them to get into negotiations with some players that need new contracts the following offseason, including Owen Power and Rasmus Dahlin, as well as Casey Mittelstedt and Peyton Krebs. Although cap space isn't an issue this summer, they have to be careful not to overspend this summer. The Buffalo Sabres could add a top four defenseman on the right side like Dmitry Orlov, or another right-hand shooting defenseman. They could also shoot for a guy like Patrick Kane, who brings veteran playoff experience and is a local boy. Hoping to be on the back end of a rebuilding effort, the Detroit Red Wings will have $30.66 million available to spend this summer. With 16 players projected to be on the roster next season, Detroit has plenty of cap space to spend in free agency or make trades for players. Key UFAs for the Red Wings include Pia Suter, Adam Ernie, and Alex Nedeljkovic. Pia Suter could be brought back on a short-term deal, although he may play a lesser role. Adam Ernie could also get brought back on a short-term deal, although he may test the free agency market where he could play on a contending team. As it pertains to Alex Nedeljkovic, he struggled with consistency during his tenure with Detroit. Whether he gets retained or not is still in question. The only RFA the Red Wings have to re-sign is Joe Valeno. The once highly touted prospect is a far cry from that, but he can still be a valuable asset for them. The biggest need for the Detroit Red Wings is a number 2 center, whether they acquire that by free agency or by trade. They could also acquire a veteran netminder to tandem with Ville Husso, such as Semyon Varlamov or someone of that caliber. Central Division needs. The Panthers will have around $10.3 million to spend this offseason, but they have to allow for cap space to retain Sam Reinhart and defenseman Brandon Montour. Next offseason. The Florida Panthers made it to the Stanley Cup Finals this year and have a huge offseason ahead of them if they are to make it back. Key UFAs include defenseman Rocco Gudas and defenseman Mark Stahl, who both played crucial roles on the defense last season. Another free agent is goalie Alex Lyon. Although he is a journeyman, he played a crucial role on the team last year and was a major reason why the Panthers even made the playoffs. The Panthers could opt to retain him, as Spencer Knight remains in the NHLPA Player Assistance Program. The Panthers only have one key RFA to retain, and that is Colin White. The days of him being a high-caliber prospect are over, and it seems like he's more of a role player at this point of his career. One free agent defenseman the Panthers should go for is Brian Dumoulin. Brian Dumoulin is a veteran defenseman with playoff experience that could really help this defensive group. The Panthers could also look to add a veteran right-handed defenseman, such as Connor Clifton or someone of that caliber. The Montreal Canadiens have a huge offseason ahead of them as they try to build a contending team. The Canadiens already retained Sean Monahan and RFA Cole Caulfield. One controversial player during his whole tenure with the Canadiens is Jonathan Drouin. Riddled with injury concerns throughout his entire career with the Canadiens, the likelihood of a return to Montreal is unlikely, as Drouin's production dropped every year with the team. He is very likely to sign for cheap elsewhere in the summer. UFA Alex Belize, who is a journeyman that is well-traveled, was a versatile depth forward for the Canadiens. The Canadiens could bring him back in a similar role next year. Two other RFAs the Canadiens could look to re-sign are Denis Gurianov, who was acquired in a straight swap for Evgeny Dadonov, as well as Raphael Harvey-Pinard. With Carey Price's 10.5 AAV now almost certainly permanently on long-term IR, the Canadiens have much more breathing room under their cap. And with the expiry of Monahan's old contract and Drouin's contract, which together cost over $10 million against the cap, that gives the Canadiens about $10 million to spend this offseason. While Montreal is a rebuilding team, that doesn't mean they're not going to sign any free agents. They could still add some veteran pieces to help guide those young pieces. The Ottawa Senators provide a very good example of how quickly cap space can disappear as effective young players enter your depth chart. Just a few short years ago, the Senators struggled to reach the cap floor, and at times had to bring in expensive veterans on bad contracts just to reach the minimum. Now with so many good young players in the system and signed long term, Ottawa is gonna need to be creative to fill out their depth with inexpensive and effective players. This is something they haven't been able to do in the past few years, but will be important if they are gonna be contenders in the Eastern Conference. Ottawa has just a shade over $17 million in cap space remaining, but have just 13 players signed for next year's roster. Pierre Dorion is gonna be in tough to improve upon a roster that missed the playoffs this year and is trending in the direction of becoming top-heavy. Ottawa also must contend with the fact that they may need to fit in another big-time extension with Alex DeBrincat, or they should seek a trade for him. The Senators have three key UFAs on the roster. Goaltender Cam Talbot, who came over from the Minnesota Wild. He is still an effective starter, but is 36 years old. Defenseman Travis Hamonic, who is a solid top four defenseman, as well as forward Derek Brassard, who is a solid role player. More importantly, the Senators should focus on the key RFAs they have to re-sign. The most important of which is Alex DeBrincat. Alex DeBrincat is in the position to demand a long-term big money contract. If the Senators are unwilling to pay that contract, somebody will, and so they should seek a trade for him. The other two RFAs they need to re-sign are Shane Pinto and Eric Brännström. They should be able to get these two players signed. Personally, I think the Ottawa Senators should go after a third or fourth line center. The player they should target is David Kempf, who last year played for the Toronto Maple Leafs. This signing would not only make their rivals weaker, but would also improve their team in the faceoff circle and on the penalty kill. For the first time in several years, the Tampa Bay Lightning did not make the Stanley Cup Finals, and it will be a challenge for them to get back there, as they are working under some severe salary cap constraints. The most important UFA this summer for the Lightning is Alex Killorn. Killorn is the longest tenured Lightning on the roster. Killorn would definitely want to stay with the Lightning. Unfortunately, given his track record and what is available on the market, it's very likely that he could fetch something along the lines of what Andre Palat got last summer. Ian Cole is also a free agent. The two-time Stanley Cup winner, Ian Cole, will have some significant value this summer in a free agent class of defensemen that is very weak. Pierre-Edward Belmar was a really good fourth-line center for the Lightning, and while he's not going to add any offense, he proved to be a key part of their penalty kill. there are two key RFAs for the Lightning to re-sign. Tanner Janot, who the Lightning paid a hefty price to trade for from Nashville, as well as Ross Colton. You can bet that the Lightning will try everything in their power to retain both these players. The Lightning have less than $1 million left in cap space, but they still have Brent Seabrook's contract on long-term IR, so that gives them a little over $7 million to spend. Even with $7 million to spend, that's not a lot considering they have to retain Ross Colton, Tanner Janot, and Alex Killorn. After getting eliminated in the second round of the playoffs this year, the Toronto Maple Leafs had a huge overhaul as Kyle Dubas was given the boot, and more changes are coming to Toronto. The major free agent for the Maple Leafs is Ryan O'Reilly, who was the key trade deadline acquisition for Toronto in March. He is likely to hit the free agency market and is going to be one of the more coveted free agents this year. Due to cap constraints, it is highly unlikely he returns to Toronto. Due to O'Reilly's presence in Toronto, Michael Bunting played a lesser role on the team. His role should get filled by Matthew Nyes, who is a cheaper option at this point. Alexander Kerfoot, who was acquired in the deal for Nazem Kadri from Colorado, he is a quality third line forward. It's possible that he also priced himself out of Toronto, as he could get a major pay raise somewhere else. David Kampf proved to be a solid depth piece in Toronto, was a solid fourth line player, solid penalty killer, and really good on faceoffs. He'll get a significant bump from his salary from last year, which pretty much rules out his return to Toronto. Luke Shen was acquired from Vancouver at the trade deadline. He earned only $850,000 last year, and in all likelihood will get significantly more on his next contract, and he'll be looking for his payday. The Maple Leafs have only one key RFA to re-sign, and that's goalie Ilya Samsonov. The Maple Leafs could throw him under the bus like they do with every other goalie, or they could look to retain him for another year. Cap Friendly projects the Maple Leafs to have a little over $9 million in cap space, and with the amount of roster spots that they need to fill, they will need to be very selective with who they sign. Barring any trades, such as Matt Murray's $4.68 million AAV, or trading either Mitch Marner or William Nylander. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Metropolitan Division free agency needs. After losing in the conference finals last year, there's a lot of uncertainty in Carolina. They need to work out a new contract with Captain Jordan Staal. Two of their goalies, Frederick Anderson and Antti Raanta, are going to be UFAs. Jesper Fast, Paul Stastny, and Derek Stefan are also going to be UFAs, as well as defenseman Shane Gostisbehere. Jesse Puljujarvi and Dylan Coghlan are going to be the RFAs this year for Carolina. Coghlan is likely going to get retained, but I could see Jesse Puljujarvi not getting qualified. The Carolina Hurricanes have been in need of a legitimate second-line center since they lost Vincent Trocheck last summer in free agency. Jesperi Kotkaniemi and Paul Stastny were not answers for this issue. So JT Comfort is a name that stands out as a prime target for Carolina. The 28-year-old proved that he can be a second-line center with the Colorado Avalanche, posting 52 points in 82 games. With the free agent center options being limited, he is amongst the best options available, and the Hurricanes are in the spot to sign him to a multi-year pact. Besides JT Comfort, the Carolina Hurricanes could also add a goalie such as Aiden Hill and a winger such as Vladimir Tarasenko or someone of that caliber. They could also bring back Max Pacioretty on a one-year deal if he is up to that. After adding Ivan Provorov and Damon Severson in trades, the Columbus Blue Jackets will hope to improve their team in free agency. The Blue Jackets don't really have any key UFAs to re-sign, and the only key RFA they need to re-sign is Tim Burney. Columbus is in major need of a center, which is why they should add a player like Ivan Barbashev, who is going to be one of the most coveted players in free agency this year, coming off a Stanley Cup with the Vegas Golden Knights. He proved he can be a productive top six forward, but he can also be a productive third line forward as well. The great thing about Barbashev is that he can play all three forward positions, which is a kind of versatility needed in Columbus. The New Jersey Devils already re-signed Jesper Bratt to a long-term deal at $7.8 million per season, and Eric Halla to a three-year deal worth $3.15 million per season. Key UFAs for the Devils include Thomas Tatar, Miles Wood, and Ryan Graves. Ryan Graves in particular is an interesting one. As one of the top free agent targets available on defense, he should get a hefty pay raise from what he was getting last year, which all but rules out a return to New Jersey. Thomas Tatar and Miles Wood could also seek to go elsewhere as well, as the Devils have pieces in the system to replace them. More concerning than the UFAs are the RFAs. Devils have several RFAs they need to re-sign. The most important, of course, is Timo Meier, who was acquired at the trade deadline from San Jose. He is expected to get a big payday. Yegor Sharangovich, Michael McLeod, Jesper Boqvist, Nathan Bastian, and Kevin Ball are also RFAs. The Devils also have to make a decision on goalie Mackenzie Blackwood, who is a RFA. However, the emergence of Akira Schmid in the playoffs makes Mackenzie Blackwood expandable, which more than likely makes Mackenzie Blackwood a UFA. The Devils already lost Damon Severson in free agency, which does create a hole on the right side of the defense. However, they do have a defenseman in Simone Nemec, who could step in next season, or they could add a free agent defenseman like Kevin Shattenkirk to fill the void for a season. With $4.5 million in cap space, and having to re-sign Pierre Engvall, Zach Parise, and Scott Mayfield, the Islanders will have to be clever with how they go about this offseason. If they are to target any major free agents, they have to first move one of their massive contracts, such as Josh Bailey's $5 million AAV. The New York Islanders is what you call an average team. It's not a flashy team, and you don't think of them as anything other than average. So they have to do something to make it more than average, especially in a highly competitive metropolitan division. They had already given Bo Horvat a massive extension at 8 years, $8.5 million AAV, and are looking to add an elite top line right winger alongside Barzal and Horvat. Luckily for the Islanders, there is a guy for them that fits their roster. That guy is Vladimir Tarasenko, who the Islanders desperately tried to trade for when he was still with St. Louis. The New York Rangers are going to be in for a rough offseason. They went all in at the trade deadline to try to win a Stanley Cup, but ultimately lost in the first round to the New Jersey Devils. Key UFAs include Vladimir Tarasenko, Patrick Kane, Nico Mikola, and Yaroslav Halak. Key RFAs include Keandre Miller and Alexei Lafreniere. Many of these names I just mentioned are major names and will not come cheap to retain. Let's state the obvious. They will not have enough money to retain Kane or Tarasenko, so those two are gone. So they will have to focus on the two RFAs. The Rangers have a little over $11 million in cap space to spend, which gives them more than enough to retain Alexei Lafreniere and Keandre Miller. However, the issue is if they want to retain Lafreniere or not, or they want to trade him. In the case of Keandre Miller, they definitely want to retain him. It's just a matter of if they bridge him or extend him for a long-term deal. With Yaroslav Halak becoming a UFA, and three of their right wingers becoming RFAs as well, the New York Rangers will have to be careful with how they sign their free agents this offseason. The player they should go for is Garnet Hathaway, who fits in perfectly with what the Rangers are trying to build. Hathaway is a versatile bottom six forward who plays with energy and physicality, and is something the Rangers lacked after trading away Ryan Reeves. Another guy they could go for is Corey Perry, a guy with playoff experience and has played in the Stanley Cup final multiple times. Unfortunately, has come out on the losing end. As far as backup goalie is concerned, they could opt to retain Yaroslav Halak for another year or look somewhere else. Philadelphia Flyers have made it clear that they are trying to clean house and rebuild, which makes this free agency period very interesting for the Flyers. How aggressive will they be in the free agency market, or will they be aggressive in the trade market instead? James Van Riemsdyk is a UFA this offseason after coming off his massive contract. Brandon Lemieux and Kiefer Bellows are also UFAs, but it's highly unlikely they get retained. Moving on to the RFAs and players who are more likely to stick around, Noah Cates, Morgan Frost, and Cam York are going to be three key members of their core. The Flyers would be smart to bridge them instead of locking them up long term. Although I said the Flyers were not going to be aggressive on the free agency market, I could see them going after a player that is low risk, high reward, such as a player like Jonathan Drouin, who is not going to be very expensive, as he is viewed around the NHL as damaged goods. You could get a 28-year-old player on a veteran one-year deal who could find a revitalization in his career. With the window on Crosby, Malkin, and Letang's prime closing, the Penguins would be smart to be very aggressive this offseason and try to maximize those players' primes. The Penguins have a little over $20 million in cap space to spend, which is the most they have had to spend in years. With Kyle Dubas as the new GM, he has proven with his track record that he's not afraid to be aggressive and spend a lot of money. Brian Dumoulin, Dmytro Kulikov are the key free agent defensemen. They would probably like to bring back Brian Dumoulin, although with how weak this year's crop of free agent defensemen are, he could get massively overpaid somewhere else. The key free agent forwards include Nick Bonino, Danton Heinen, and Jason Zucker. All have played a crucial role on the team. Jason Zucker in particular was a coach favorite. However, with a new GM at the helm, he could look to spend his $5 or $6 million somewhere else. The most important free agent, in my opinion, is Tristan Jarry, who was their number one goalie. The predicament the Penguins are in is, do they bring back Tristan Jarry, who is definitely going to get overpaid in free agency at 28 years old on a long-term contract, or do they let him go in free agency and look for a solution somewhere else? A player that would really fit the Penguins well is Michael Bunting. Kyle Dubas really likes him, and he has experience playing with star players. He could fit with either Crosby or Malkin, plays with an edge and grit to him, and has an element to his game that most players on the Penguins don't have. Besides Bunting, the Penguins could look to add some depth pieces on offense and sought to replace Brian Dumoulin on the defensive end. For the first time in many years with Alex Ovechkin on the team, the Washington Capitals missed the playoffs. The Capitals would be wise to try to maximize on his prime. The Capitals should sought trades for Anthony Mantha to clear some cap space so they can sign another defenseman to make their defensive core better. The key UFAs the Washington Capitals have are Connor Sheary, Craig Smith, and Matt Irwin, as well as RFAs Martin Fairavari. While Martin Fairavari undoubtedly will be back, it's unclear if the Capitals want to lock him up for a long-term deal or bridge him. Connor Sheary and Craig Smith could fetch a better contract somewhere else. If the Capitals can clear some cap space, they may be able to bring back Dmitry Orlov, who was well-liked in Washington, has chemistry playing with this core. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. Central Division Needs. The Arizona Coyotes are always a surprising team in the free agency period, because while they are a selling team in the trade market, they always spend a lot in free agency just to reach the cap floor, making the Arizona Coyotes one of the least predictable teams in the league. Some key UFAs they have include Laurent Dauphin, Brett Ritchie, and Connor Mackey. The only UFA that the Coyotes may consider bringing back is Connor Mackey. The RFAs are more important for the Coyotes. Matias McKelly had a strong year last year and had some meshes in the Calder even. He could get a pretty good bridge contract. Jack McBain was also a pretty solid player last year for the Coyotes and was a solid third line player for them last year. Connor Ingram was a solid backup goalie for the Coyotes. He'll get a small raise from his cap last year. Christian Fisher is another RFA, although it seems like he's been in the league for a long time. It's very unclear who the Coyotes will target. As I said before, they are the least predictable team in the league in free agency. They could go and screw up every team's plan in free agency by overbidding on any team. They could screw up any team's plan in free agency by simply overbidding for them, just because they can. The Blackhawks have over $37 million in cap space this offseason, so they definitely have to go out and sign someone in free agency, and they have to be smart about not overpaying for certain players. While Connor Bedard arriving in Chicago is undoubtedly the highlight of this offseason, the Chicago Blackhawks have much more to work on than simply drafting Connor Bedard. Drafting Connor Bedard is the easy part. Navigating the trade market and free agency is the hard part. The most important UFA is Jonathan Toews. The longtime captain of the Chicago Blackhawks has made it clear that he wants to play for a contending team. And with his health issues and injury history, and the fact that the Blackhawks want to rebuild, it makes no sense for them to retain Jonathan Toews. Andreas Athanasiou was already signed for 2 more years, fetching him a bigger payday than if he were to sign somewhere else. The other UFA is Alex Stalock, who was a candidate for the Bill Masterson Trophy, had a bounce back campaign for the ages. Although he was only able to post a 9-15-2 record, he did play solid for a stretch of time. The likelihood of a return to Chicago is unlikely, as Chicago already has Peter Mrazek, and the other starts will either go to Jason Stabler, and the other starts will either go to Jason Staber and Arvid Soderblom. The RFAs include Anders Bork, Philip Kurashev, and Caleb Jones. I suspect all three of these players will get retained. After winning the Stanley Cup in the 2021-22 season, they lost to the Seattle Kraken this past postseason. With Gabriel Landeskog expected to miss the entire 23-24 campaign, that gives the Colorado Avalanche some breathing room and cap space to sign some players in free agency. First, they will have to focus on some players that are UFAs. JT Compher, who was arguably the savior of Colorado's 2022-23 campaign, broke out for 52 points in 82 games, is probably gonna get a payday somewhere else. Evan Rodriguez, who was another player stepped up to play a major role on the team, could fetch a bigger payday somewhere else from his 1 year, $2 million contract last year. The 34-year-old Lars Eller, who is now a fourth line center at this point in his career, could be brought back as a role player on the fourth line. The longest tenured member of the Colorado Avalanche, Eric Johnson, had lots of ups and downs with the organization, but at the end of the day, he likes playing in Colorado, so I don't rule out the fact that he can be brought back at league minimum. There are two major RFAs the Colorado Avalanche need to re-sign. The first, of course, is Bowen Byram, who should be a major part of the D-Core in the future. The tricky part here is, if you bridge Bowen Byram for 3 years, and he breaks out in 3 years, you could be looking at a massive payday when he's 24. So if Colorado is smart, they should lock him up long term while you can get him for a steal. Another RFA the Avalanche need to re-sign is Alex Newhook. Although he did not meet the lofty expectations, he still recorded 30 points. He could be brought back for another 1 or 2 year deal at around 1 or 2 million. If JT Compher leaves, the Colorado Avalanche should go hard after Ryan O'Reilly. Ryan O'Reilly already has experience playing in Colorado. He is by far the best center target available on the free agency market, and he also has experience playing with Nathan MacKinnon in the past. This signing just makes sense. After losing in the Western Conference Finals, the Dallas Stars have lots to do in the offseason if they want to get back there. With only $7.4 million in cap space this summer, and already having re-signed Joe Pavelski to another 1 year deal at $3.5 million, the Stars will also have to re-sign key UFAs such as Max Domi and Evgeny Dadonov. In the case of Max Domi, he'll likely seek a multi-year deal in free agency elsewhere. In the case of Evgeny Dadonov, it seems like he really found a home in Dallas. The Stars only have one key RFA to re-sign, and that's Ty Dellandrea, who was an important piece on that third line for Dallas. If Jesse Puljujarvi is made a UFA, they should definitely take a run at him. Thanks to the buyouts of Ryan Suter and Zach Parise, they'll have more than $14 million in dead money on their books, a figure that eats up nearly one-fifth of their total available salary cap space. This offseason, the Wild need to re-sign key UFAs such as Matt Dumba, John Klingberg, Oscar Sundquist, Gustav Nyquist. The main UFAs the Wild need to re-sign are Matt Dumba and John Klingberg, who are both said to be key UFA defensemen on the market, and for that reason, both are unlikely to return. Other UFAs include Oscar Sundquist and Gustav Nyquist. While the Wild would like to retain Gustav Nyquist, how little cap space the Wild have left, and how many issues they have to address. There are two key RFAs the Wild need to retain. The first one is Filip Gustavsson. The 24-year-old netminder had a breakout season and emerged as the number one goalie towards the end of the season. The other key RFA is defenseman Kalen Addison, who was quite the power play specialist for the team. He will get a significant raise from his cap hit from last year. With a little over $8 million to spend and several roster spots to fit, including a few spots on defense, the Wild will either need to target players via trade or target cheap options on the free agency market. New Nashville GM Barry Trotz will have $15.5 million in cap space to play around this offseason. Luckily, the Predators don't have many UFAs. The only key UFA they have is Zach Sanford, and he's bounced around from team to team, even playing some stints in the AHL. There are three key RFAs the Predators need to re-sign. The first one is Cody Glass, who took a huge step in the right direction last season. I would expect a short bridge contract. Another key RFA is Cal Foote, who was acquired in the trade deadline from the Tampa Bay Lightning as part of the Tanner Jeannot trade. He may benefit from playing with Roman Josi, and I could see him getting bridged before locking him up long term in the future. Another key RFA defenseman is Jake Livingstone, who was an undrafted free agent signing this year. I don't see the Nashville Predators being very aggressive in free agency, but I could see a player like Tyler Bertuzzi fitting very well on the team. After missing the playoffs last year, the Blues will try to get back into the playoff hunt this year. The Blues are projected to have around $7.5 million in cap space, which is not exactly a huge amount to spend, especially given the fact that most of that is going to be spent on extensions for restricted free agents. GM Doug Armstrong could create some more cap space by moving out pricey veteran defensemen such as Nick Leddy, Marco Scandella, or even Torrey Krug. The two RFAs are the two players I want to focus on. Scott Perunovic, who turns 25 in August, once had a promising trajectory, but was severely impacted by a wrist surgery in March of last year. While he should see a significant raise from his $750,000 he earned this past season, it's hard to see St. Louis giving him any more than $2 million a year, given his injury history. Logan Brown is another player who has showed promise, but injuries also did significant damage to his development. The hulking 6'6 center has a lethal combination of size and skill. However, injuries really affected his development. At this point in his career, it seems more likely that he's more of a fourth line center, so the Blues can opt to keep him at the same salary he earned last year. One player the St. Louis Blues could go for in free agency is Kiefer Bellows, who was not qualified by Philadelphia and is now a UFA. He's still just 25 years old and was never really given the opportunity with the Islanders or Philadelphia. The Winnipeg Jets are in the center of trade rumors at the current moment, as they are expected to deal both Pierre-Luc Dubois and netminder Connor Hellebuyck, as well as highly priced veterans such as Blake Wheeler and even maybe Mark Scheifele. There are two key UFAs the Jets might re-sign. One is David Rittich, who was a well-traveled backup, has NHL experience, and was actually once a starting goalie. The other UFA is Vladislav Namestnikov, who proved to be a solid mid-season trade acquisition by Winnipeg. But it's more than likely he wants to play for a contender. As mentioned before, Pierre-Luc Dubois is on the trade block, and one of the main reasons is because he's an RFA, and made it clear that he does not want to remain in Winnipeg, and has no desire to remain there. The other RFAs the Winnipeg Jets have to re-sign is Logan Stanley, Morgan Barron, and Dylan Sandberg, as well as Kevin Stenlund, who emerged as a very versatile player for them. I highly doubt that Winnipeg is going to be active in the free agency market, as all of their time and effort is going to be focused on the Dubois and Hellebuyck trades, and maybe even buying out Blake Wheeler if they can't find a trade partner for him. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Pacific Division needs. Even though the Anaheim Ducks have $39 million in cap space this offseason, they have a lot of players to re-sign. Key UFAs include Kevin Shattenkirk, Anthony Stolarz, and Derek Grant. Kevin Shattenkirk is going to be a very coveted veteran defenseman on the market, and he should be able to fetch a similar deal to what he got last free agency period. Anthony Stolarz was a very reliable backup goalie and should get a significant pay raise from his $1 million last year. Derek Grant is a versatile player that can play all three forward positions that will be highly coveted on the free agency market. There are four key RFAs the Anaheim Ducks have to re-sign, but I want to focus on three of them. Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry, and Jamie Drysdale. These three will be core pieces of the team in the future. You need to focus on locking up these three players long-term. In the case of a player like Maxime Comtois, they are at a crossroad, because while he is a capable player, he's been bouncing around the lineup and occasionally found himself on the fourth line, so a possibility of a trade isn't out of the question. Anaheim is in need of a veteran defenseman on the blue line to help mentor their young defenseman. It also wouldn't hurt to add a veteran presence on offense as well. Unfortunately for the Calgary Flames, the problem becomes extremely dire when looking at the projected cap space for next season, especially considering the fact that the team was unable to qualify for the playoffs last year. The team will only have $1.25 million available heading into the offseason, barring any trades. With players such as Tyler Toffoli, Elias Lindholm, Noah Hanifin, and Mikael Backlund expected to make jumps to unrestricted free agency next year, it's imperative that the Flames find cap space to either retain them or make trades to get the most assets in return for them. In the meantime, the key UFAs this offseason include Milan Lucic, Troy Stetcher, Nick Ritchie, and Trevor Lewis. Nick Ritchie and Milan Lucic are both solid depth pieces, however, they are way out of the price range for Calgary. Trevor Lewis could sign a league minimum and remain on the Flames. There's one key RFA the Calgary Flames need to retain, and that is Dylan Dubé. However, with the cap constraints and what Dylan Dubé could command, it will be difficult to reach an agreement. The Flames should focus on moving some of the players that are set to hit free agency next year, such as Elias Lindholm, Noah Hanifin, Mikael Backlund, and Tyler Toffoli. That way, they can get the most assets for them. They can also seek to get trades for a goalie like Jacob Markstrom. With so limited cap space and barely enough to retain their own players, I don't think Calgary will be a player in free agency. Edmonton has very little cap space to fill out their roster, as they have just under $6 million in cap space and 17 players signed for next season. The key UFAs this year include Nick Bjugstad, Derek Ryan, and Matthias Janmark. Bjugstad proved to be a key piece in the Oilers after being acquired at the trade deadline and will likely test free agency. Derek Ryan was a key piece of the Oilers the past two seasons. They both have mutual interest at the right price. Matthias Janmark has been in the league forever. However, he's just 30 years old. He could seek a similar contract to what he got last contract at 1.25 AAV, or even lower. More importantly for the Oilers, they need to re-sign key RFA defenseman Evan Bouchard, who became a fixture on the Oilers' first power play unit. They also have to retain RFAs Klim Constant and Ryan McLeod. While these two players aren't going to cost much, you will still have to find a way to retain them. If the Edmonton Oilers truly want to be players in the free agency market, they will have to move some players to create cap space. Whether it be on the trade market or in free agency, they definitely are going to be looking for a right-handed defenseman to play in the top four. With mostly a mild crop of RFAs and UFAs heading into this offseason, San Jose's salary cap situation is more than manageable. Heading into the summer, San Jose will have around $14 million in cap space to spend, and even more cap space may be freed up by trading players such as Erik Karlsson and maybe Logan Couture. The key UFAs this offseason include Andreas Johnsson and James Reimer. Andreas Johnsson is likely going to be a roster filler on some NHL team. James Reimer is still a quality goalie in the league. While he isn't anything spectacular, he's still a reliable backup option for most teams. Noah Gregor and Fabian Zetterlund are both key RFAs they need to re-sign, but it shouldn't be a problem for San Jose. I think the San Jose Sharks should go after a player like Alexander Kerfoot, who could be a great second-line center on a bad team. Another player they may want to look at is Miles Wood, who has some experience playing on bad teams and can play up and down the lineup. After losing in the second round of the playoffs to the Dallas Stars, the Seattle Kraken headed into this offseason with just over $20 million in cap space to spend. However, a significant portion of that figure will be spent on an extension for Vince Dunn, who is one of the key RFAs they need to re-sign. The other two key RFAs they need to re-sign include Will Borgen and Daniel Sprong. Both will get significant pay raises from last year. Morgan Geeky is another interesting name who took major steps in his development. The Kraken have two free agent goalies, Martin Jones and Joey Decord. Joey Decord never really played in the NHL. However, he was a really good AHL goalie for them. He could sought to sign in the AHL with a weaker squad where he gets called up in case of injury. Martin Jones proved last year that he's still a capable backup goalie and he will get paid as such in the free agency period. The question is it with Seattle or elsewhere? I could really see the Seattle Kraken going for a defenseman like Matt Dumba, who would fit in very well with them. Vancouver Canucks are the only team that is projected to be over the salary cap for the 23-24 season with just 18 players signed. To put it bluntly, their salary cap is a mess. The good news for Vancouver is that they don't have any expensive free agents to sign and should be able to free up cap space by putting Tanner Pearson and Tucker Poolman on long-term IR when the season begins. Vancouver is caught in no man's land because they don't have enough talent to be a cup contender and they have too many overpriced contracts, but at the same time, they can't sell another rebuild to their fans as they are supposed to be enjoying the fruits of their last rebuild. There are two key RFAs the Vancouver Canucks need to sign. They are Ethan Bear and Travis Dermott. Both could be retained for affordable prices. The contract that Vancouver is really working on is the extension for Elias Pettersson, as he is due for a new contract next summer. The tricky thing with Pettersson is that he is in the position to demand $9 to $10 million a season, whereas Vancouver may not view him as such. So it's going to be an interesting negotiation. After buying out Oliver Ekman-Larsson, the Vancouver Canucks have maneuvered enough cap space where they could potentially sign a couple of players. The defending Stanley Cup champions, Vegas Golden Knights, will have their work cut out for them, as Vegas hopes to repeat next year, but have a little over $3.6 million in cap space to spend, not including the Robin Lehner long-term IR. Key UFAs for the Vegas Golden Knights include Ivan Barbashev, Teddy Bluger, and Phil Kessel. Let's state the obvious. Phil Kessel is not going to return to Vegas as he was not in the lineup for a single playoff game. As it pertains to Ivan Barbashev, Vegas will definitely like to retain his services. However, there will be many teams lining up for him after his playoff performance. Teddy Bluger would be a nice fourth line piece for Vegas, and he could be retained for cheap. Three of their goalies, Laurent Brossoit, Aiden Hill, and Jonathan Quick, are going to be free agents. And with the uncertainty of Robin Lehner's future, it's not out of the question that one of these three goalies return next year. Although unlikely, as all three may be highly coveted. Vegas will have to either make a trade or two to free up some cap space. While highly unlikely, I would suggest moving either Riley Smith or William Karlsson, but it's more than likely a guy like Alec Martinez gets traded. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. Since the free agency market is not that great this year, I expect a lot of trades to happen at the draft or after the draft because there are simply better options available in trade this offseason. So it will be interesting to see how this offseason shapes up. In my next podcast, I'll be recapping the NHL draft.